The stage is set for the US President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to meet today in Singapore. The aim of the meeting is to put the rogue regime on the path to total denuclearisation, with the North Korean leader flagging a changed era. But doubts remain about whether Donald Trump can pull it off. Our North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports from Singapore.
Donald Trump has been busy on Twitter, but otherwise uncharacteristically quiet over the last couple of days, thinking perhaps about how to make the biggest deal of his life. On Summit Eve, it was his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who did the talking.
President Trump is going into this meeting with confidence, a positive attitude, and eagerness for real progress.
Mike Pompeo can take some credit for bringing the two leaders together. He's met Kim Jong-un twice during his short tenure as America's top diplomat, and he and his team have been working overtime here in Singapore to bridge gaps on what each country defines as denuclearisation and how to get North Korea to agree to a full inspection program to verify it without giving away concessions first.
In light of how many flimsy agreements the United States has made in previous years, this president will ensure that no potential agreement will fail to adequately address the North Korean threat. The ultimate objective we seek from diplomacy with North Korea has not changed: the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
America has a developing credibility problem after Donald Trump reneged on a G7 communique on the weekend. Iran, which was on the receiving end of a Trump administration policy change when its nuclear deal was dropped, has advised North Korea that the US has a history of sabotage, violation, and withdrawal with respect to bilateral and multilateral international commitments. Tehran believes that the North Korean government should be quite vigilant. Former Trump administration advisor Sebastian Gorka was watching on as Mike Pompeo addressed the White House press corps.
Within 90 seconds of meeting somebody he's never met before, the president knows whether they're a snake oil merchant or whether they're genuine. And so, you know, that'll be the test for Kim to broadcast rapidly enough his sincerity to make serious concessions on the missile systems, on WMD, and on nuclear capacity.
Ahead of today's summit, the Nobel Prize-winning international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons has drawn up a five-step roadmap for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Executive Director Beatrice Finn took me through it.
We have made inspections, but without actually acknowledging that nuclear weapons are wrong, that they are bad weapons. We still have countries that believe in them, like the United States, like Australia.
What's the best possible outcome from meeting one, as far as you're concerned?
We believe that these two countries really need to recognize what it is that they're threatening with. And then, of course, hoping that this will be the start of a longer process.
While today's talks have been off again, on again, both men wanted them badly enough to come to the table for validation in part, but also a place in history. For that to happen, any deal that's begun today will need to stick. So defining success or failure could take years. In Singapore, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.